I guess we've all been there, most of the time feeling that everyone has more and gets more and that we deserve more. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Live Like Katie podcast. My name is Katie, and besides holding a PhD in natural sciences, I lift as many weights as I can. I travel around the world and I call myself a social media warrior. I escape the average life and turn my passion into a business. In this podcast, I will tell you the good, the bad, and the funny lessons of life, training, and business. I'm so happy to have you here. Let's dive in and learn how to live like Katie. Hey friends, I'm happy you tuned in for this new episode of the Live Like Katie podcast. First of all, I want to say thank you for the awesome feedback that I received, as it took me a while to actually start this podcast. One reason is that I'm not a native speaker. Even if I consider English my first language by now, for the last 8 years, English was my go-to language in my job, even when I was still living in Germany. But when I left Germany 3 years ago, my life started to take place in English 90 to 95% of the time. The rest is a mix of German, Swedish, Finnish, and sometimes French. You see, it's a huge language mess in my head, but I think in English, I dream in English. I even go through conversations in my head in English, even if this be a conversation with a German person. The day where I noticed that my brain is 95% switched to English was last year when I was driving in my car in Finland all by myself, and I started swearing about traffic and the stupid driver in front of me in English. However, a weird thing is happening when I spend a lot of time with a person who is not German. It always happens here and there that I start talking German, like in the middle of a conversation. I don't know what is happening there. Maybe my brain gets some kind of a comfortable feeling when being with good friends. And you know, you can't choose your family, but you can choose who your friends are. Friends are the family that you consciously choose for yourself. Always remember this. It doesn't matter how long you know someone, or how long they've been in your life, friendship is just a weird thing. Sometimes you just meet someone and your brain decides, yep, I like that one, and then you're friends. Some people you know forever, but you never really consider them friends. You probably also know these kind of people, huh? They don't do anything bad or unfriendly, but sometimes in the interpersonal relationship with a specific person, it does not work out. It's like an invisible vibe. With some people, it just clicks. The friendship vibes are there right away, and then it is up to these two people how they interact with each other and take it from there. I mean, I always try to be a nice and respectful person to everyone. It is a natural thing to me, but maybe we can blame my parents and how I grew up. Looking back on my times as a child, I did not like everything my parents did or the rules they came up with. I always felt like everyone else can do more, stay out longer, get more presents, more expensive presents, and more monthly allowance. You know, all these things. I guess we've all been there, most of the time feeling that everyone has more and gets more and that we deserve more. Well, actually, I've been like this even after I moved out after school and started studying. But here's the thing. There will always be someone who has more of whatever. Better grades in school, more toys, more hair, more money, more friends, more vacations, more designer clothes, more bedrooms in their house, more. When you are young, you don't really get the big picture. You just think that your parents are unfair and you were born in the worst family ever. That they don't want you to be happy and that they don't want you to have nice things. That they don't want you to have fun with your friends at 3 a.m. at a guy's house party. I think, and this is my personal opinion, that the reason why it took me so long to get out of the thinking that everything is unfair, that I'm not where I want to be, and that other people get what I deserve, is not because the universe decided that I am not one of those lucky people. It is because I thought that I was an unlucky person. But you know what? When I look back, then I was the luckiest person ever. If you observe it in the long term, probably most of you are similar if you can relate to what I said earlier, that everyone else always seemed to get everything and you didn't get anything. My parents taught me so many things about respect, tolerance, respecting others, following some basic rules for a respectful life, being grateful for the small thing. I have 3 younger siblings, 2 brothers and a sister. For all of you who have younger siblings, I'm pretty sure that you know the feeling. The younger ones always get more and have more. You had to fight for it and they just get it right away. I remember that my parents allowed me to get my own TV only when I was 16. which I had to buy from my own money, by the way. And I was 16. Do you want to know when my 4 years younger sister got her first TV? When she was 12. 12. Freaking 12. Make the math. It was literally in the same year. I don't think that I have to tell you how angry, disappointed, and furious I was. I don't know if I gave a speech or just wrote a 2-page letter to my parents about how unfair and awful they were for allowing my little sister to have her own TV. I didn't want her to have what I only got way later. She didn't have to discuss for a few years when she can finally get her own TV. She didn't have to save up money from her first small teenage jobs. I cried. I screamed. I discussed my parents to pieces. How they were the worst parents ever and totally failing at parenting. I actually have to smile right now when I think about it. And I talk with my parents about this from time to time. I mean, this is more than 15 years ago. By now we all laugh about it together. But I think I remember my dad saying, yeah, this was probably not the smartest parent move ever, but hey, you are still alive and healthy. I guess that is more important. I wasted so much energy on being angry and envious. Wow, all that time, all that energy. Just to try to get my parents to take away someone else's happiness, a TV in this case, just so that I would feel better. Sounds ridiculous, right? But don't we find ourselves in the same situations over and over again, seeing what other people have got or got faster than we did and start pitying ourselves for not having the same, saying, oh, they were just lucky? I actually kept this tiny 20-inch TV, yes, it was a smallest TV, for more than 10 years. My friends were always making fun of me for my tiny TV, but I didn't care. It was mine. It was my first. I worked for it until I finally got it. Even if others got their TV earlier, got a bigger one, or got it as a present. Sure, I enjoyed watching movies at friends' places where I didn't need to sit 1 foot length in front of the screen. But this little TV was my achievement. I didn't want more. I didn't need more. But I was happy for my friends who had these big-ass TVs, and I was happy to hang out there, to watch the latest movies on the big screen or to play computer games. I was happy for my friends that they had something that made them happy. Why do I tell you all this? It's not about the TV, though. I got a bigger one eventually in 2010 or 2011, but only because the small one died and I saw a bigger one on sale. Fun fact? I haven't used the big TV for the last 3 years. It's still at my home base flat in Finland, but I only switch it on when I use it as an extra large screen to mirror my laptop when I was working and in the need for a second screen. This world, other people and material things trick you into thinking that you need all this, that you need more, that you need to have, that you need to do more or to be one of those lucky people in life who seem to get everything in their want right away. It makes you feel worthless. It makes you feel like the universe decided that you don't deserve more. But you know, people will receive everything they want because their parents or whoever spoiled them instead of teaching them rules or give them restrictions and making them do something to get something, they have a nice life. But most of them that I know ended up feeling emotionally empty at some point. And some of them turned into disrespectful assholes, defining themselves according to the material things that they have. Not exclusively, but some are, unfortunately. You remember when I talked about friends and people you just know at the beginning? People who are all about the material things will never be my good and close friends because they missed out on focusing on the important things in life. I still hope they will realize this at some point, that material things do not define who you are. Back then, I didn't want to realize that. But my parents did a great job, with some fails on their way, like all parents do. No one is born as a parent, but we are born as humans. And as long as we try to be as human and respectful as we can, I don't think that we can go wrong, even with ups and downs on the way. My parents taught me to work for my own things. They also supported everything I wanted to do, unless it was a party with a bunch of underage drunk guys. My mother once said, whatever you want to do or whatever decisions you make in your life, as long as you are happy, we are happy. All the rules and restriction, and also not spoiling me with money, even if they could have done that, felt so unfair when I was younger. But by now I know it was exactly the right thing to do, because it taught me gratitude, being grateful for the small things, like a friend buying me a drink, or my mother giving me $100 last year while I was visiting, just like that, and saying, buy yourself something nice. It's not about the $3 coffee or the $100 cash. It's about the gesture itself. I appreciate it. There's a German saying, and I'm not sure if it's translated right. It says, if you cannot honor the cent, then you are not worth a dollar. Be grateful for things, even if they appear unimportant or small. Everything started with a few cents, like me saving for my first TV. At the end, it's not about the materialistic things anymore. It's about the things you learned from it and the experience you take away for the future. Honor the cents to be worth a dollar. Let's get away from the material examples, back to friends. What I appreciate even more is respect and the feeling of being supported. Not financially, I mean in a mental kind of way. I don't like to spend my time with people who always try to put things on you, like trying to show off all they have, how they have more or are more and deserve better and deserve to be treated better just because of the number in their bank account. I like to spend my time with people who don't care if someone is 100k in debt or swimming in a pool of dollar bills. Because friendship is not about who has more, gets more, deserves more, or comparing yourself to each other. Friendship is about respect, having some similar interests, supporting and motivating each other to pursue whatever makes him or her happy, even if it's not what you would want for yourself. Usually, your subconscious perception of a person and the vibes you feel when you meet a new potential friend will tell you quite fast if this is a person who is on the same wavelength as you are, or just another person looking for someone to compare him or herself to. Your closest and good friends should be like your family. Support whatever you do as long as you are happy. Be honest with you if they made a mistake or if you made a mistake. Respectfully tell you their opinion. Be grateful for experiences and interpersonal connections and not the material things. With the right friends around you, you will always be more and have more because you deserve it. Good people deserve good friends. Feed your soul with some good vibes from good people. With this episode, I want to say thank you to all my friends and people who are there for me in good and bad times, because friends are the family you choose for yourself, and everyone deserves a family. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time and hope you enjoyed my 2 cents, haha, word game, on friendship and what we deserve. I would love to hear your opinion, so feel free to slide into my DMs on Facebook or Instagram. I added the links in the episode description of this podcast. Thank you again for your time, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.